Sometimes we just need a feel-good story, and this is one of those. Last night, my faith in humanity was restored, at least temporarily. So let me tell you a quick story. For 15 years, I worked in the jewelry industry, and through that time, I got to be well-known by my friends and family as the jewelry guy. And that became a privilege that I had the chance to help a lot of my friends and family members create their own pieces of jewelry, help them source something that they might not be able to afford or find somewhere else. And it's been a fun little side gig that I've done now for a number of years. My wife has gotten in on it, and one of her friends wanted to have an engagement ring made, but not just any engagement ring. This would be made with her grandmother's diamond. So an incredibly significant and symbolic piece of jewelry for this couple. So I had the ring made, and when the designer was done with it and had set the stone, they shipped it back to me, but they shipped it to my old address. And hours later, I got the notification from FedEx that the package had not only been delivered, but left on the doorstep without a signature required. Whatever, not sure why they did that, but it is what it is. So I go to gather that package as soon as I realized this, which was hours after it was dropped off, and it was gone. Knock on the door, ring the doorbell, no one answers. Go back 2 hours later, still no one answers, and I'm freaking out. How am I going to replace this? If it were any other piece of jewelry, I could just reorder it. I could have it made again, all as well. But this is someone's historic family heirloom diamond. So I'm kind of panicking. And then I get a text rather late last night. And it's from an unknown number. And normally I just dismiss those as spam. But for whatever reason, I felt like this text might actually be genuine. So I respond to it. And this person tells me that they opened a package of mine and they didn't realize at the time that it was mine and they wanted me to know that it's there and they have it. So I immediately run over and pick it up. And I could have chosen a different reaction. It was pretty obvious that this was not their package and they should have been able to identify that right away, but they continued to open everything. So that could have me frustrated, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful because morality still exists, even when we're challenged, even when we're tempted. This person could have taken that piece of jewelry and pawned it or scrapped it and made, you know, maybe $1,000. I don't know how much it'd be worth just in scrap, but somewhere along those lines. And that's a good chunk of money, especially for a lot of people right now. And it was clearly evident from opening the package that it wasn't the possession of this person's. Like, they didn't need to open everything that they did to discover that it wasn't theirs. And my phone number was listed right on the invoice, the first thing you open, first thing you see. But it doesn't matter. Because in the end, they chose to do the right thing. And this is what I think we're facing right now with humanity. We've all been tempted to do the wrong thing for our own selfish interests, to choose money over someone else's well-being, to take the path of an opportunist instead of a philanthropist. This guy didn't have to contact me. And I think he was actually a little taken aback when I was so grateful for him contacting me, because I think he was ashamed. And that takes courage to recognize that you did something wrong and try to make it right. But that's what he did. He had to face me man to man, say, "This is yours." And he didn't say sorry, but I know that he was thinking it. And everything was restored. There was no harm done because there was still a chance for him to make it right. So let this be an opportunity for you, a lesson for you, that even if you feel like you've slipped, it doesn't mean you've fallen. You can still do the right thing, even when it feels like you haven't been.